Okay, 007, Tuesday night, Simon Yudalid, Seif Gimel, Bilus Chus, Daniel Shrago, Ben Chaya Chaviva Brocha. Seif Gimel, Simon Yudalid. Hashom Echaveru Tawra Shenim Siyatzes, someone who borrows a four-cornered garment from someone else. So why not without tzitzis? We'll see in a moment. The din is a little different if it has tzitzis for a specific reason. We'll see why. So first comes the basic halacha. So the basic halacha is if you borrow a talis, if you borrow a beggar from someone, it's kotim lahatol but tzitzis, kol shloshim yom for 30 days. Of course, midiraisa, it's kotim forever. Midiraisa, the talis has to belong to you. So when you have it the first 30 days of the loan, so you're indeed potter, like the Din Torah. After 30 days, you mechuyim mid rabban. That's what the Mechaber says. Potter melahatol bot tzitzis kol shloshim yom. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, ksus kol v'lo shal achayim. And if it belongs to someone else, it's potter from tzitzis. Aval achar shloshim yom, after 30 days, chayim mid rabban, and they shenires kishalol. And we had a few weeks ago that the Grader brought down this din as sort of a raya that were choshesh from Arasayan by tzitzis. And he compared it to another halacha. So that's the basic din. Hagav, the emechziru toch shloshim v'chazav alokcho, if it's intermittently, einam etztarif, it doesn't count for 30 days. The point of the 30 days is that midirabonin, it looks like yours, you had it a significant amount of time, so the insignificant amount of times don't add up. You need one shetach, one stretch of 30 days. And then we say it looks like yours. Okay, that's the remark. That the mechziru toch shloshim v'chazav alokcho einam etztarif, rak bina shloshim mitzvah. You don't have to wear it for 30 days. In fact, your wife might not appreciate it if you wear it for 30 days. But it means you have it for 30 days. Simen yudalit, siv gimel. That's when it looks like yours. Shalok etzehi mitzuyetzes. Let's say you borrowed the talis and it has tzitzis on it already. So you'll say, so then what's the shaila? You can't go very well put on tzitzis. It has tzitzis already. The shaila is it mechuyev in the mitzvah? In which case you would be making a bracha, or not. So that's what the Mechaber says. So you would think, oh, so if I borrowed it with tzitzis, I should not make a bracha, because I'm not doing the mitzvah, it's not mine. Maybe after 30 days I can make the bracha, it's a midrabana, but right now I'm not doing the mitzvah, so there's no bracha. So that's the chiddush of the Mechaber, that shalach etzehi mitzuyetzes, mevarech aleho miyad, you make a bracha immediately. The reason being that it's talking about, as the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, like our talisim, a talis that you're borrowing, your only reason for borrowing it would be to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you borrow a pair of nitzitz, great, maybe you want to have an undershirt that's comfortable. It says in the advertisements, it's very comfortable. So it's no raya that you're borrowing it to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So maybe this halacha wouldn't apply. The halacha, this halacha that we just learned, that says that if you borrowed a beged with tzitzis, you make a bracha immediately. And the reason is because we assume that since he knows you wanted to do the mitzvah, because it has tzitzis on it already, and you're borrowing it in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, so he doesn't mean to lend it to you. I didn't speak this out, I should have right away. So the pshat is, he doesn't mean to lend it to you, because you can't do the mitzvah if he only lends it to you. If he lends it to you, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. So how do you give something to someone and you have to get it back, but you don't lend it to him? You give it matan al manas lahachzir. So that's what we assume the guy meant. Again, if it's clear that you're borrowing it in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis with it, and he lends it in that context to you, then you make a bracha right away, because then we assume he did it the right way. The right way being that he's not lending it to you technically, he's giving it to you with a condition that you give it back. And you could structure a matana that way, the Gemara Nedarim says. You can structure a matana that it's conditional upon him giving it back, even though it sounds weird, sounds like it's an inherent contradiction. That's the chiddush of the sugya nedarim. It's in kiddushin also that you can give something to someone, and it halachically is a gift, and it's conditional upon him giving it back to you. So that's how we say this is structured, in order that you can indeed do the mitzvah with it. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah now on Siv Gimel. So if you borrow stam a four-cornered beged, potter mitzitzes. Oh, now comes a very big chiddush. Maybe it's not a very big chiddush, but I thought it was. We know that women could make a bracha on the mitzvah seishas man groma, even though they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so they can make a bracha. I mean, at least the Ramah was like that. Machlokes Rishonim, we paskin. Actually, the Mechaber paskins they can't. Svardim, I don't know what Svardim nowadays do. I don't know. But Svardim should follow the Beis Yosef L'Chaira, and not, and indeed the women would not make a bracha over lulav, whatever, sukkah, and we follow the Ramon, they make a bracha. Now, if I were to ask you, what about a borrowed talis? A borrowed talis is taught from tzitzis. Could you make a bracha on it if you want to? So then, as I would say, logically, no. It's like, I would have thought, I mean, that's why it's a chiddush to me, maybe it's only to me. Maybe I'm just totally wrong, so it's not a chiddush. If someone tells you a three-cornered baguette is taught from tzitzis, you say, can I make a bracha on it? No, you can't. It's potter from tzitzis. It's becheft supporter. You can't go make a bracha. So I would have thought a borrowed talis is in the same category. You borrow a talis, it's potter from tzitzis. You can't go make a bracha on it. It's like a three-cornered baguette. I'm wrong. Mishnah Berurah says, he brings up from the Mogen Avraham, that you, a matel bo tzitzis u'mavarech lo itzit, you can make a bracha on a borrowed talis if you so choose. Kamod nashim. Just like women, that we follow the Ramah. Yecholos levorech al mitzvah z'man groma, af shepeturos. Now, if I can elaborate a little, I truly don't understand the halacha. I have to tell you why. Women, let's show women can make a bracha. How can they say, asher kadeshanu b'mitzvos of the tzivonu, al natilas lulav, they're not mukhuyiv and lulav. So, I would assume the pshat is, I mean, if you put that, you can't make a bracha. The teretz is, there is a mitzvah lulav, it's given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Conceptually, we talked about this once more precisely. Now, you don't say the mitzvah lulav is only given to men. The mitzvah lulav is given to Klal Yisrael, it's part of Torah. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, not to men, women. Given to Klal Yisrael. Women are potter from the mitzvah. So when they say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos of the Tzivonu, they're talking about Klal Yisrael. They're not talking about them. A borrowed talis, though, I found it very hard to understand the halacha. A borrowed talis is potter. If you say a room that's not dalit al dalit doesn't need a mezuzah. So you can't put a mezuzah on if you want to make a bracha. A three-cornered beggar, you can't. I don't understand the halacha. So the only thing I could think of was that you have to think of it this way. The beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. It's a four-cornered beged. It's big enough. It looks like a beged. Tastes like a beged. Feels like a beged. It's a beged. It's mechuyev in tzitzis. You are potter from the mitzvah if it doesn't belong to you. But it's mechuyev in tzitzis. It's a beged. Buy a three-cornered beged. So it's potter from tzitzis. Buy a room that's not big enough. It's potter from a mezuzah, and so on and so forth. Here is a perfectly fine four-cornered beged. The pshat in this understanding, to understand this halacha, is, we spoke out, really there's a machlokes in Gemara, if tzitzis is a chayvus mona or a chayvus gav. Right? There's one man, the only Gemara, you have to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beged, even if it's sitting in your drawer. The four-cornered beggar, you have to put on tzitzis. The other man, the yomer olds, it's only if you wear it. Superficially, you would say that the man, the yomer olds, you have to put it on when it's in the drawer, holds the beggar as mechuyev and tzitzis. And the other man, the yomer holds, that the person's mechuyev and tzitzis. That would be superficially. So Teretz says that's wrong. Everybody's moda
And we really saw this because we've been stressing the last few days that the mitzvah is not to wear a beged with tzitzis, or not to wear a beged without tzitzis. The mitzvah is, when you're wearing a four-cornered beged, put tzitzis on it. The mitzvah is to make tzitzis for the beged, not to wear it, not to not wear it without, but to make tzitzis. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. If I say such a statement, you say, that's crazy. It's not crazy. That's what we learned. Shabbos is no mitzvah tzitzis, because you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. So you can put on a four-cornered beged midiyarais on Shabbos, and you're potter from tzitzis. It's potter. Even the mandiyama rolls, you only have to put on tzitzis when you wear it, also looks at the mitzvah of tzitzis, you know, the way the other mandiyama. If I tell you you got to put on tzitzis even if it's in a drawer, so then everybody understands, oh, it has to do with the beged, not with me. I have to put tzitzis on a beged. The beged requires tzitzis. So the other mandiyama also looks at the mitzvah that way. The beged requires tzitzis. He just adds a condition only when you're wearing it, not in the drawer. But the perspective is the same. If that's the perspective, that it's the beged that needs the tzitzis, not the person when he's with, you know, then it makes a lot of, it makes much more sense. I'm not sure I fully appreciate it, but now I understand the Mogen Avraham. It's not like a borrowed beged. It's not like a three-cornered beged. A three-cornered beged is potter. A borrowed beged is chayev in tzitzis. It's a four-cornered beged. You know, it's fine. The din is, if you borrow it, you're potter. So that's like saying, tzitzis was given to Klal Yisrael, lulav was given to Klal Yisrael, a woman is potter. So she could say, she's talking about Klal Yisrael. So you can go to a borrowed beged and say, Asher k'dishonu b'mitzvosu v'tzivonu l'sateh b'tzitzis, as the Mishnah Berurah says, because the beged is mechuyev. There is a tzivui to put tzitzis on this beged. But by the owner, not by the guy that borrowed it. Oh, so if he wants to do it, he can do it. Just like a woman can make a bracha wheat basket. So that's... when I first learned this halacha, I couldn't understand it. I thought of a borrowed beged like a three-cornered beged. Now I understood now, because it's and the way to understand that is to understand that everybody holds that really tzitzis is a beged obligation. It's just that that mandiyama holds it's a beged obligation only when the person's wearing it. But everybody's moda that it's primarily a beged obligation, and that really ties in very tightly. Pun intended. No one's listening. That ties in with the din that we saw that on Shabbos you put it from tzitzis, because the mitzvah is to put tzitzis on the beged. So then that fits in perfectly, because that's the mitzvah. It's like if the Torah would say, if you have a beged, put on a zipper. See, I'm saying it. The beged needs a zipper, not the person needs a zipper. So here the Torah said the beged needs tzitzis. It's like part of the beged. It's a function of the beged. It's part and parcel of the beged. So the beged needs tzitzis. The Torah wants you to put it on. It's missing something. It's not a complete beged yet. Put on tzitzis. So that's the pshat. This beged needs tzitzis. The guy that borrowed it is potter from doing it. He's potter from doing it. Not a borrowed talis is potter from tzitzis. That's an incorrect statement. When you're talking precisely, it's an incorrect statement. A borrowed beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. It's a regular beged, just not by the borrower, by the owner. That's all. The borrower is potter, so that's why it's like this. Yeah, it was my riff because I felt it was worthwhile. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can put on tzitzis if you want to make a bracha, and you can go out on Shabbos with your sarabim. To know you have a baggage, you have a bigger chiddush. A borrowed talis, you could put tzitzis on and walk outside on Shabbos. Even though we just had the last few days, that if the beggar's parted from tzitzis, and you go outside on Shabbos, it's called carrying. You're carrying the tzitzis. It's not called an appendage of the beggar. If the beggar's parted, here's up to Mishnah Berurah, you can go outside on Shabbos. Because the beggar is mechuyev in tzitzis. You're parted. So you can go outside Shabbos. Very good. Sifkat and Yud did the Rabbanon after 30 days. The Yivarach Halel. The Rabbanon, you have to make a bracha. Like every Rabbanon, you have to make a bracha over. The Socher, if you rent Dino Kishoel, you rent the tux, and the tails are a little too high, and you have it for 30 days, you got to put on tzitzis with the Rabbanon. Olas Tomit, okay. Ubiiter Matsosi Shekoz of Askiris Masafkalon. I have to admit, I can't understand the Safek. The Chayoskiris is the exact same Chalois as Sheila. Just one you're paying money, and one you're not paying money. But it's the same Chalois. Spears and Shailas are the same Chalois. Okay. Yud Aleph. But if you borrow it with tzitzis, you make a bracha right away. The reason is because we, again, the reason of that halacha is that if you borrow it with tzitzis, it's talking about a scenario that it's clear that you're borrowing it in order to do the mitzvah, so he doesn't, so he wants to fulfill your wishes. So he doesn't mean to lend it to you, but he certainly wants it back. So it's structured. We assume he means it to be structured, a matana, with a condition that you'll give it back. So Mishnah Berurah of the Yesh Machmirin, some don't agree with this halacha. The sovereign Shalola Varech, don't make a bracha on a borrowed talis, Elim K. Nosomo Betherish, unless it's explicit. Don't rely on it implicitly being meant. It has to be explicit. Ach, Mishnah Berurah says, but Rova Achronim Maskinim with Saka Shulchan Aruch. Batamu, and the reason is, we spoke it out already. So Adaita Dochi Yeshila Lo, that's why he lent it to him. She Yavorech Haleo. Bechimen She Yeshalo Lavorech, Elim Kentia Shalo. Areo Kilo Noswe, the Tanam Ras Lachzer. It's automatically meant that way. Well, the Chatkila, certainly the Chatkila, why not? Hey, you know, always, if you can. Bevada Yosef Tov Vakish Mehamashil, Sheetum Loi Matanam Ras Lachzer. But the Loi Kuva, the Maisa we pass them like the Mechaber. The Dachim Shom and Menatalcham Yuchad the Mitzvah. This whole rationale that you're borrowing it for the Mitzvah, so he means to give it to you for the Mitzvah, so he means to give it to you as a Matanam and Aslaachzer, not as a She'ela, that only works with a Talis that's Yuchad for the Mitzvah. So therefore there's an assumption when you borrow it that you're borrowing it to do the Mitzvah. But if, I tell you, if you borrow Mitzvahs, you want to borrow an maybe you just want to borrow an undershirt. Who says you're borrowing it to do the mitzvah? So you have no more umdana. You have no more assumption of this whole process. Most of it's open. Also both sitzes. But for those master bishul mitzvah sitzes, if you borrow a talis from someone else, we'll see in a second the tzibur's talis. But if you borrow a talis from your friend, Lalos Latora, the Lavrig of Neateva, the Dabin for the Yomud, or the Duchen, a Koyan borrows a talis from someone to go Duchen. She ain't no Elamishim HaKovet. He's not borrowing it to fulfill with it the mitzvah of tzitzis. He's borrowing it because he has to wear a talis when he gets an aliyah, etc., etc. Ain't Mavarch and all of that. You do not make a bracha because who says it's structured as Matana Manas Lahachzir? You didn't borrow it in order to do the mitzvah necessarily. I'm not sure what the reasoning would be. Maybe that we assume if it's a chetz of the mitzvah that he's always lending it to him in order to do the mitzvah, at least also, even if there's other motives as well. So if you borrow a talis from someone, he's saying, have in mind that you don't want to be kona it. So you for sure don't have to make a bracha. It never became yours. That is doesn't sound like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not suggest, I don't know, it's not clear. What does the Mishnah Berurah hold? He brings it down, he doesn't say anything. It means it's up to you. Now, what about when you borrow and you take the shul's talis? That's already very possibly different. If you borrow a talis from someone to wear by davening, that's certainly in order to do the mitzvah. So that's the idea of wearing a talis when you're davening. You have a satay tzitzis. This is all private talisa. Abu Batalisa shall kohol Bain Shalanu Amatsuya for what they can see us. So there Tsarak Lavar Bala Lukhuli Alma. You certainly have to make a bracha, even Kishalov Sharak Lava Lufna Tabo Lalas the Torah. Why? Because Mishum the Tower shall call a Daita Donkey Kano Mithila. It was bought originally, Shakomi Shalomis also, Shia Shalom, Kamo Ba'etro. Like in the old days, before we were all rich. So, I'm so old, I remember these days. Not everybody in the shul had an esrog. A few rich people had it, the rabbi had it, and then nobody had an esrog. 80% of the shul did not have an esrog. The shul had an esrog on the bima, arba minim, and people would come by, and so the lump, this is the first day it has to be yours, so whoever bought it for the tzibur automatically had a mind that it's bought and it belongs to whoever is at the bima at that particular moment to do the mitzvah with it. So that's the talis also. The talis of the tzibur also could be a talis of shutfit. The Bir Halacha has a piece on that. We will not go through the Bir Halacha. Like, why do you have to say such a convoluted lump? I mean, it's not so convoluted. Why do you have to say it belongs to each individual when he goes to use it? Just like by the Esrog. By Esrog, you have to say it. An Esrog of Shutfin, you're not Yotze. It has to belong to you individually. Talos of Shutfin is Mechuyin and Tzitzis. Why do you have to say such a convoluted mechanism? Just say it's a talis of shutfin, and you have to make a bracha on the talis of shutfin. You're one of the shutfin. So the Bir Halacha talks about it. He's not sure. He makes certain suggestions. Why the halacha is said this way. So you'll say, wait a second, Rabbi Linowitz. Nobody makes a bracha when they take the talis of the kol. What's going on? That is true. It's not clear why. It's not clear why not. Bir Halacha, this same Bir Halacha that I just said we're not learning, points that out and wonders himself why that's true. And he brings down various svaras that have been said, and he rejects all of the svaras. What? That's not a good reason to not make a bracha if you're mechuyav to make a bracha. So, you walk away from the Bir Halacha and you say that nobody ever made a bracha, but he doesn't know why. So there are many people, I know many people, I know everybody I know from YU makes a bracha. They take it, but then it's a shaila, they have to stand there, because they heal with dalan amos, and it is takatir for the tzibura, but, you know, you have to make a bracha, you have to make a bracha. But the evidence you can make a bracha without itu farosh, I remind you, that's really just a chumrah. So, me personally, I was mafkir my share in every palace in the world when I was around 15 years old, and I always have in mind not to be kona it. So I'm free. I have no share in any talis in the world. I was mafkir it, and I have in mind not to be kona it when I take it. So that's why I don't make a bracha if I ever have to borrow a talis. Other people are makbid. There's a simple solution. If you don't want to make the bracha, and this also I know the people I know from YU are makbid to do, if they don't want to make the bracha, you simply borrow the talis from someone else. Don't take the tzibur's talis. Borrow it from someone else. So then again, we just had that. Then you certainly do not have to make a bracha. If you do what? If you borrow, so you don't have to. Yeah. You're not mekayem the mitzvah. It's not mechuyev in tzitzis, but you're not wearing it to be mekayem the mitzvah. No, we're not talking about you borrowing it for davening. We're talking about you borrowing it because you have an aliyah. So you don't have the mitzvah. You're not wearing it to have the mitzvah. You're wearing it out to cover tzibur. So you won't have the mitzvah those few seconds. You wouldn't have had the mitzvah anyway if you wouldn't have had the aliyah. Okay, good. Let's go back to what? Yeah. There's two lumdusim. I'll tell you, the Bir Halacha points out everybody's really a shutuf in it. So I was mafkirit. That took care of my shutfis problem. But then there's the Mishnah Berurah's way of saying it, that it belongs to whoever's using it at that particular point in time. I solve that by having in mind not to be konin. But you have to take care of two issues. The main Mishnah Berurah says it, it belongs to whoever's using it at that point in time. The Bir Halacha wonders why he doesn't say simpler, it's a talis of shutfit. So you do have to deal with both inyanim. The fact that it's a shutfis, I guess it's only a shutfis if you're a member of the shul. I don't know who's a shutfis in the talis. The whole cloud is thrown. That's what the Bir Halacha says, that's why you can't say that reason. Just like by sukkah, Rashi points out that if everybody's a shutef in the sukkah, so it doesn't really belong to anybody, because everybody owns a pachus mishaveh pruta. So that's what the Bir Halacha suggests. Maybe that's why that reason is not said here. Because if everybody's a shutef in it, so nobody owns a shaveh pruta. So kumtachais, nobody owns it. So maybe that's why it's said this way. Okay. One more Mishnah Berurah miyad. Ayin siman tof reish nun chesif hey. Linyan Louisville could be Megadim Shah. Mizen Nilmad Linyanenu. You have to remember like this. You now have taken, in this scenario of the Machaber, that he gave you tzitzis, a talis with tzitzis, in order to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. That we say, he wanted to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, so you wanted to give it to him, so you're not lending it to him, you're giving it to him conditional upon his returning it. Remember now, if you don't fulfill the condition, you're a ganav. He gave it to you with the condition you return it. So if you don't return it properly, you're a ganav. You use someone else's thing. You didn't borrow it. He gave it to you with a condition. So if you don't do the condition, very bad. So now the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. You got to give it back on time. You have to give it back before he needs it again. Because certainly that was the condition. You should give it back before he needs it again. Let's say he davened already today. So now he gives it to you for your davening. You have to get it back to him before his davening tomorrow. Certainly that was what the condition meant. If he didn't give it back to him, retroactively it's not a matana. He violated the condition. You also made a bracha l'matala, because if it wasn't yours l'mafreya, so it was his, and you made a bracha on the tzitzis. Bafsi yesh l'talas kotten, v'komu kom eftar v'day day doch v'enosem loy, v'loy kumo shikotu v'sef in the sivchayim. Gam nizbor yashom d'acha sheyotze bo, tzorech lachzo litno l'bayla b'matono, k'day shiye shal baylim, shrei nasa shalo. This happens to be a huge machlaikas, Tzoyis and Nesivis, the Chayshim Mishpat. The Mishnah Berurah here is paskening that when someone gives you something with the condition that you should return it, when you return it, you have to make a full-fledged hakno'o. You can't just give it back to him. You're being makne it back to him. It right now belongs to you, and you're giving it to him. You're making it his. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. It happens to be machloikas there in Chayshim Mishpat, but okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. The shaila is, does the fella have to make a maisa kinyan? He has to pick it up. People don't do that usually. So usually it's either chotzer, like it's usually an automatic kinyan. The poshut the chanami binyanayna bayos. Near a lead, the poshut, he in this kalkal atalus, let's say it ripped, whoops. Ayachas mitzitzio seah. A tzitz is ripped by the borrower, by the quote, borrower, unquote. Not a borrower, right? The mile of Matana Manasla Achzir, well, that's what he's saying now. If something happens to it and it gets ruined, so you can't fulfill the condition. So you got a problem. So in momentous, you don't even have to pay him for it. There's no payment. It was his thing that got ruined. You might be a ganav, but you don't have to pay him. You used it without permission. You're showing, that's what he does. On the bracha, we're here speaking like I'll be the bracha. So if something happened to the talis and it got spoiled, so you can't return it to him in pristine condition. The condition to return it to the guy presumably means in good condition. You ever lend someone a book, comes back full of coffee stains, pages are bent, covers ripped, right? It's not good. So he didn't fulfill the... So if he borrowed it, really, so Hareshal Cholofanecha. But ironically, if you gave it to him in a stronger way, as a Matana Manas L'Achzir, then you're in bigger trouble. You can't say Hareshal Cholofanecha. You didn't give it back to him. You didn't fulfill the condition. Now you're in trouble. You didn't fulfill the condition. You have no permission to use it. And you ate a mitzvah, and your bracha was the bracha of Matana, if you made a bracha of tzitzis. I'm a simitah of Hareshal Cholofanecha. Dalet, we'll be a condition of Kibay Yashah.